your campus community radio station, broadcasting to you since 1922.
Hello, hello. It is 2 p.m. on Friday afternoon. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. This is Whiplash, and I'm your host, Aaron, or DJ LFN. I do use both. I just think it's really funny to have a DJ name at this point because it is honestly probably the worst one here at the station. I'm almost jealous. I am jealous. Some people have had their names bequeathed to them, which I wish happened to me. But instead, like most things, I was stumbling and fumbling until I just decided and did it. But it is Friday the 13th, and I was quite surprised to learn it was Friday the 13th because I feel like there's only one in the year. But don't worry, if you're scared that you're going to miss this one or that something's going to go wrong today, there is a Friday the 13th next month, too. So if nothing goes wrong this time, maybe beware. It could be coming at you in another month. But of course, I'm a very superstitious person. I have certain things that, you know, I may seem irrational to other people, but, you know, but Friday the 13th is not one of them. I have never really been, I don't know, I've never believed in Friday the 13th. Maybe when I was younger and it was just easier to fear these things that you didn't know, but as much as I don't fear the day, I will say I fear the people that are born on the day, because I've met some people who were born on Friday the 13th, and I think you speak for yourselves. But without going into too much detail about that, today, I don't know, I was kind of hoping that I would do something different, but once again, I've gravitated back toward shoegaze. And there's one particular artist that I maybe want to delve into at the beginning here, and that's Blossom. I brought them up last week. They had a single, Erwinia Soft Rot, and that was released as a single, but then they released an album that I didn't get to talk about, and I never realized they were from Canada too. They're from Ontario, so definitely go check them out. Their album's called Amaryllis. I think it has a lot of very strong emotions in it, and yeah, it definitely evoked a lot of feelings in myself as well. And I don't know, it kind of explores the dichotomy of some natural things like life and death and rebirth and such and so forth. So that's my pressure. That's my high recommendation that you go check out Blossom's new album, Amaryllis, and that's B-L-O-S-U-M. But I'm just going to play three of my favorites from the album. So first up is Till the Water Runs Clear on CFRC 101.9 FM.
happy to be. That would be so beautiful. Great, like that. Can you make noise? Can you make noise? Happy, happy, happy. Scream out at the man at the door.
Just heard Distant Glow by Blossom, and before that was Erwinia Soft Rot, also by Blossom, and then I started that set off with Till the Water Runs Clear, also by Blossom, off of their new album Amaryllis, which I believe came out February 1st. Yeah, they're super cool. If you weren't around before I started that set, welcome. This is Whiplash. You're tuned to CFRC 101.9 FM. But Blossom is a really cool shoegaze band from the GTA in Ontario, which I didn't know the first time that I played them. So there you go. But I hope that you like them. I hope to hear a lot more of them. I say that as if I haven't listened to the album once every single day since it came out. But you will also probably be hearing a lot more of them, if not on my show, hopefully on others. But while you were listening to that, I was talking with my lovely friend and other CFRC programmer, Chris, of The Witching Hour.
Hello.
She came out of nowhere. And I came up with a very deep philosophical question that I wanted to save for air. And that is, is it worse to be someone who was not allowed to watch SpongeBob as a kid?
Wait, did you just come up with
yes?
I was like, wait, has she been cooking this up? And I, like, no, it's on the spot, it's on the spot. So if this doesn't turn out like how I think it is, that's totally my fault.
But is it worse to be someone who was not allowed to watch SpongeBob as a kid, or to be allowed and just never did it? Because I really feel like I am missing out on something.
I think the first one is worse.
You think it's worse?
It's the desperation of, like, you probably wanted to so bad.
Yeah. I feel like you can, I feel like you can tell, and those people.
I think, like, it was probably supplemented by other content that made you more normal.
Like what?
Because you were, like, allowed to watch, like, you weren't watching, like, VeggieTales until you were 15, you know? Like,
the only time I ever saw...
Allowed. Yeah.
Yeah. The only time I ever saw VeggieTales and was aware...
Aaron's the one who didn't watch SpongeBob.
Yeah, obviously.
But I referenced Doodlebob.
You're like,
what are you talking
about? I never watched Doodlebops. I never watched SpongeBob.
Or Doodlebob is an episode of SpongeBob.
Oh. Yeah. No, there are the Doodlebops, though.
No.
Yeah.
No, it's just Doodlebob.
No, wrong. Wrong. I'm going to prove to you that there's actually, like, a show called the Doodlebobs.
No, it's this. That's Doodlebob.
Oh, Doodlebob. I'm thinking Doodlebop. But the only time I was... I only ever saw...
Oh, yeah, Doodlebobs are a thing.
Yeah, but I never watched them growing up either.
Me either. That was not my era.
VeggieTales was, like, a dentist office show for me.
I had friends who were really Christian, and I went to their house, and I was like, what is this? Because I'd never seen it in my life.
I've only ever seen it at the dentist's office.
Really, we were watching, like, the Easter episode, which is, like, really Christian.
That's so scary.
Shout out to my Christian friends.
VeggieTales is Christian?
Yeah, it's very Christian. Or maybe
that's probably old news.
I saw was, like, very religious, to the point where I was like, what is this?
But whoa.
I don't think every episode was like that.
Can you imagine, like... 10 years down the line, it comes out that, like, Cocomelon was, like, religious, like, VeggieTales. I feel like they're kind of on par.
I felt when I found out all those, like, Canadian dad rock bands were Christian, because all of them are.
Really?
Like, Three Days Grace is Christian.
What?
Yeah.
Skillet's aren't Christian. They the ones who have, like, Animal I've Become? Like, what's that about?
It's about forgetting to go to church.
Oh, okay, this is information to me. This is new. Okay, it's something I don't want to explore, but thank you for bringing that to my attention.
I guess we should have known because it's Three Days Grace.
Yeah.
Like, I did not clue in.
We were watching a documentary in my community development class last night, and then my prof ended off saying, oh yeah, that main guy that was talking the whole time, he just had a sexual assault allegation come out. And I was like, oh, makes sense. He mentioned Warped Tour once, and I was like, I know your kind. I know your kind. But yeah, that was just a little thought that I had. I was like, yeah. But I was very aware of the whole Travis Scott Super Bowl SpongeBob.
What?
Yeah, I don't know. That was like a whole era, and we're moving past it. We're moving past it. But yeah, okay. So up next...
To conclude that debate.
I love how you were like, people supplemented by like not watching SpongeBob, and my supplement was like Courage the Cowardly Dog. I feel like that really shaped my consciousness.
Your freaky shows that like make you a normal person.
Yeah. What are some other...
I feel like a lot of shows in that era were just like not appropriate for children. SpongeBob was borderline. Like, there were some episodes that were a little crazy.
Oh my gosh. Life with Derek really did some damage on people.
Was terrifying. It was only on at like 2 a.m.
Yeah, it was on super late. Awesome. Same with Even Stevens.
Yeah, that was weird. I loved all the ones that were by probably the same guy. I loved Total Drama. I loved Surf's Up. I loved 16. All Canadian.
You like cartoons.
I love cartoons. When I was a child, and still now.
Yeah, me when I lie. Anyway, moving on. We'll come back to that conversation. But up next is Set Your Heart Ablaze by Future Magics on CFRC 101.9 FM. Welcome back. You just heard The Crow Song and Red Lips Sink Ships by Clawfoot. They released their first single in July of last year, so July of 2025. And they were just brought to my attention earlier this afternoon by fellow programmer May of The Mood with May and also What's Brewing. So shout out. I will return the favor if you are listening. Well, even if you're not listening, I'm still going to send it to you. But before that was another artist that I just found earlier today. I am not quite sure how it is pronounced. It's L-W-N-A. I want to say that's maybe Luna. But that was their song Falling Through Static off of their new album Drowned Lights. Something really interesting is that I thought I was like tripping because they released two albums. So one, their album Drowned Lights released in January 5th of this year, 2026. But then they released another album called Injuries February 1st, 2026. So they've been hogging some catalog here. And something really, really cool is that they are a Brazilian shoegaze dream pop, as you heard, hopefully. If not, go check them out. I'm definitely going to listen to their two albums after this. But they are a father-daughter duo, which I think is pretty rare, but pretty cool. So, I don't know, that's just one song that I really liked. That was Falling Through Static off of one of their first albums. I guess their debut, but their secondary album came out a day later. So, yeah, go check them out. And then I started that set off with Set Your Heart Ablaze by Future Magics, which is another brand new shoegaze song. I said at the top of the hour, at the beginning of the episode, I was just like, oh, I really didn't want to do shoegaze again, but that's all I've been listening to. I don't know. It's just there's something about it. I think I have like an 8-hour long shoegaze playlist so far, which is a lot. So I don't know. It's just I keep falling back into it. But yeah, we are reaching the end of the show today. I only have a few songs left. And I did say to myself, I was like, meh, I'm not going to do anything Valentine's theme, no Valentine's programming. But if I threw a song called Set Your Heart Ablaze in there, I feel like I maybe need to go back on that.
It's harder to not do a Valentine's Day show because so many songs.
I guess it was kind of unintentional with the Future Magic songs, but then the last few I just threw together quickly. I was just going through some of my playlists and I was like, oh, I really like that song. And that'd be really fun. So I hope that you enjoy them as well. But before we move on, Chris, do you have any Friday the 13th superstitions?
Oh, I was thinking the other day, I looked at the calendar and I was like, ooh. So I think I was too focused on being like, ooh, Valentine's Day is on Saturday. That's so cute. And I didn't realize the doom that comes right before it.
Exactly.
Maybe this year everyone's going to break up.
People be breaking up.
So maybe on Friday, look out, couples.
Look out. If you're going to dinner on Friday the 13th, think twice. But I was saying, there's another Friday the 13th next month.
What a start to the year.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. I'm not going to double check.
Was there one last month, too?
Was there? There's no way. No, that's kind of crazy.
You're right, though, that there is one next month because the calendar dates are different.
Yeah, so.
No, there was not a Friday.
That's what I said. I was like, if it doesn't get you this Friday, it might get you next Friday. Don't get a.
Yeah, don't get too cocky.
Exactly. Tomorrow. Exactly. Jason's on the prowl. But.
I don't really have any superstitions, though.
No, I don't either. I was just saying people born on Friday the 13th are different.
I was almost born on Friday the 13th on a full moon. I missed it by like an hour.
That would have been so hardcore.
I know. I was like, in October, too?
Yeah.
I was so close.
Yeah, you would have been a freak, though. Well, this is explaining something. Imagine, she caught the aftermath.
Imagine if it had been like a few hours earlier. You all.
I don't want to. I really don't want to.
Look how I already am.
That's so awful.
Maybe I would be normal SpongeBob, actually. Speaking of SpongeBob.
Okay. Okay. Well, speaking of Friday the 13th and Valentine, this is Deadly Valentine by Charlotte Gainsbourg on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Ring, I need my candle, my birthday cards are the end now. Thank you.
you just heard Cara Frenelia by Pierce the Veil.
Banger.
Which is not a real word, by the way.
I've always wondered. I actually don't know what that means.
It's not a real word. And younger me, every single time I heard the song, I would still like look it up expecting to find like a new definition or something like that. I found it really difficult to like grasp. I don't know. I always liked looking at lyrics and meanings and stuff like that.
Yeah, me too. Is it like...
There's like a interview or something like that where
it's about a girl he used to date named Kara, like C-A.
Oh.
And then Frenelia is probably the suffix to me, something.
He's obsessed.
He looks obsessed.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
There we go.
If you're Kara.
We are anthropologists of emos.
Literally.
the syntax. The word structure.
And then before that was Deadly Valentine by Charlotte Gainsbourg. She has more.
And then it's like the Frenelia part is like from Paraphernalia, so it's like her stuff and like.
Oh, it's her stuff.
Yeah. So it's like and personal belongings, and so it's like.
Yeah. So it's creepy. At the end of the day, they're all creeps and freaks, and it's just like,
sure. If you were on a Warped Tour lineup, you should go to jail.
Yeah, you need to be investigated.
Pierce the Veil is safe other than the drummer so far.
It was the drummer, right? Yeah. That I was thinking about that the other day. There, that kind of hurt me.
Yeah, that was a rough one.
We should have been there though.
We should have been there.
We should have been there, and we couldn't stop talking about how much we should have been there, and I don't know why we didn't go.
I was just too much of, like, an anxious being when I was... Oh, you mean when Pierce the Veil...
Last year.
Oh, I thought you were saying Warped Tour when we were, like, 12.
I don't think Warped Tour was a thing when I was, like...
It was a thing. I was, like, just barely too young, I think. Like.
Yeah, I don't think Yeah, I was preteen. Maybe.
I was just the right age for the bands there, but...
Yeah, like, actually, that's so crazy. I can't. That's so gross.
Yuck.
It's so, so gross.
But yeah, I am really mad that we didn't see Pierce the Veil last year. I didn't even realize it was happening until they were already here, honestly.
I didn't either. I don't think I saw... Yeah. Yeah. Next time.
If they tour again, yeah, we're going.
We're there.
No question.
Finna be in the pit.
Finna be in the pit.
I wonder, you know, when I say things, sometimes I wonder if that's just gonna be there forever. You know what I mean? Like, am I going to be saying Finna in the Pit when I'm, like, 65 years old?
It's part of the vocab now.
Like, is that just fully integrated?
My parents don't say, like, rad. Like, so maybe...
I guess. I don't want to grow up.
Or maybe we'll be in Arrested Development forever.
Okay. I feel like we're just, like... I feel like Arrested Development, it should be one of those shows that's, like in me, but it's not. I can't do it in me.
Oh, you haven't watched it.
I try, and then I don't get very far.
It's a good one. It's not one of my favorites.
But I love Jason so much. Jason Bateman.
Wasn't enough to get you through it.
It was enough to get me through the first few episodes.
It gets better, and then it gets worse.
I know. I'm just, like, Jason Bateman, Michael Cera, like, it just seems like the mom seems really awesome.
Yeah, Lucille. It's funny.
Yeah. It seems so up my alley. It's just, like, I can't commit. I always go back to the teen dramas that I'm far too old to be watching at this point.
I'm the opposite. I never got into any of those teen... Like, I never watched True Blood or, like, Gilmore Girls or...
Yeah, I watched those. True Blood is awful. It's, like, gay rights, but... It's everything else is just like awful. Like,
very dated.
Very, very dated. But I mean, like, it's dated in the way that it's literally like vampires, right? So they're old as hell.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's campy. I think it's worth a watch. I think you would actually like some aspects of it.
Really?
I actually do, because it's just so dumb a lot of the time, mm-hmm. but it's not like dumb like Vampire Diaries, where it's very much like she's. Yeah, well, okay.
I was busy watching cartoons. I was busy watching SpongeBob.
I wish I had something to throw back there, but I don't know, like, any SpongeBob references off the top of my head.
But you need to watch it.
No, absolutely not. Yeah, while we were off air, I was like, is it more embarrassing for an adult to start watching SpongeBob in their adulthood than... That's... I can't do that. I would never let that, like, live that down.
You could do, like... I feel like there's probably, like, a YouTube live stream with just SpongeBob. You just put it on the background.
No! No.
My friend does that. My friend, like, watches SpongeBob on the reg. Like, she loves
it. That's fine if you watched it when you were younger. I can't start.
There's no nostalgia factor for you.
No. I'm just like, this is a... I don't know. I can't do it. I couldn't do it. If I went over to your house and you were watching it, I'd sit down with you and watch it.
This is how I slept.
I literally wouldn't say a word. I would just sit down and watch it with you. Yeah, because I mean, at your old house, you just watched Bob's Burgers the whole time. Every time I came over, it was just like nonstop Bob's Burgers on the TV. But anyway, everyone has their thing. Chris really wants me to watch the Clone Wars, so I will try to watch Clone Wars for the second time.
I'm watching Bad Batch right now. I'm only watching Star Wars cartoons right now. I'm not watching anything else. I'm locked in.
Maybe we'll watch Andor together. No, actually, I can't. I don't really want to...
Andor, but I don't think I'm going to care about it.
I don't think I will either.
I only care about characters I met when I was, like, 10. And I'm like, I can't. I don't ruin my heart for any more people.
That's so real. But we are reaching the end of the episode, and I really hope that you have enjoyed. And if you haven't, boohoo, that sucks. Have a great Valentine's weekend. And I hope to see you back here next Friday. It'll be completely different. So come check it out. Have a great weekend. I'm going to leave you with Friday, I'm in Love by The Cure, obviously, on CFRC 101.9 FM.
You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365.